Welcome back. Well, the tax indaba kicked off today with a broad focus on tax policy, rejuvenating government and the economy. Addressing the indaba, SARS Commissioner Edward Kiswetter has warned that the country could be on the brink of a tax revolt, adding that if SARS fails, democracy ultimately fails as well. And he joins us in studio now to discuss the most pressing issues affecting revenue collection in the country and how it can be turned around. Thanks so much, Edward, for joining us in studio this evening. So you've been at it, 4 to 5 months? So far,
118 days today.
Okay, you've been counting enough to get a sense of the task at hand. How much resistance are you fighting against right now as South African taxpayers still hold the perception that their taxes are being poured into leaking buckets?
Well, first of all, let me correct something you said. I did not warn against a tax revolt. On the contrary, I cautioned that those who are promoting a tax revolt, they should heed that what they are in fact suggesting is places our country on a slippery slope of further lawlessness. You cannot right a wrong with another wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who advance or promote the idea of a tax revolt, I would ask them to have another a rethink of whether they are committed to a constitutional government, a state where the rule of law is respected and honored. To your question about how much resistance, unfortunately, in my own experience, both within SARS and within the broader public, you're aware of the narrative. Not everyone is happy that the rebuilding of SARS has commenced. There are many who are still in denial about the fact that SARS have been captured. And I can give you first-hand experience that the capture of SARS is unquestionable. The damage that has been caused since 2014, I see it firsthand today. Mm-hmm. I see it in the eyes of our staff who have lost all confidence in us. I see it when I listen to the public at large who have lost confidence in SARS. So the damage is there. The decline in our performance, the hollowing out of our capability is all part of the rebuilding project, which will be hard work and take many, many months, if not years, to pursue.
This all as you battle with a gaping hole in terms of revenue collection, just how much of a hole are you having to deal with right now? And can you directly attribute, how much of that hole is on account of slowing growth and rising unemployment, skills flight, and then how much sheer revolt against the system?
I think, it's indivisibly connected. So obviously, tax collection is simply a reflection of economic health and activities. And we have seen low to no growth. In fact, the first quarter we saw a contraction. And so clearly that will have a significant bearing on tax collection. The difference between economic performance and ultimately us achieving the revenue estimate is indeed a function of the capability within SARS. And so counterintuitively, the more sluggish the economy, the harder we have to work to collect taxes that is due. So last year we saw an under-collection of some 57 billion. And it would be fair to say that there's a significant contribution of that reflects the economy, but also a portion of that would be due to the performance of SARS, which is both relative capability of SARS, but also taxpayers. We see all kinds of fraudulent behavior. To give you an example, last year we were able to detect and prevent about 9 billion of refund fraud by taxpayers. We see increasingly the abuse of the VAT system. Industries and companies are created for the sole purpose of creating fraudulent VAT. We see customs areas, exports and imports that are manipulated. So there's a significant level of manipulation of the tax system. So I cannot sit here and tell you that we are fully compliant from a taxpayer
Absolutely.
Perspective.
And with that challenge that you're having to tussle with at this stage and with the focus that you've put on capabilities within SARS, Edward, how are you rating, your capacity to handle the risk of delinquent or tax avoidant players that are involved in tax avoidance?
Well, we've seen well over 2,000 employees have left SARS since 2014. Of that, 2,200 resigned, and about half of that included technical skills, audit capability, investigative capability, in some areas, highly specialized areas of transfer pricing, risk profiling, and technical analysis. So we have seen a significant drain. We've also seen 550 employees retire in the last 5 years, and I cannot sit here and say we had cleverly transferred their skills and institutionalized it so that the young people who come in have benefited by that. And they tell me that we haven't done that well. So it is undeniable that in the last 5 years we've seen a significant hollowing out of capability. I've also had to deal with about 60 senior executives who were just marginalized. You know, they were called supernumeraries. And I've had one-on-one conversations with them and reassigned them to meaningful work in order to ensure that we get the best value of their contribution and their skills. So, you know, for anyone who cannot concede that we have suffered significant measurable damage and are left with capability deficiencies right now, as I said, are either in denial or they are complicit.
Edward, earlier in August, we had the IMF saying that the country's debt levels had reached uncomfortable levels, but that the country had not yet reached the point of requiring a bailout. Do you think you've got enough of a handle on things that prevents South Africa from taking that step?
I'm not in the business of forecasting that. I'm in the business of collecting the taxes. But let me tell you what I did say today, that and another motivation for why we have to work hard to improve the integrity of the tax system. And I say that the tax system because while SARS is central to it, there's also civil society, there's businesses, there's tax practitioners, and today we spoke to them. And all of them have to own up to the fact that many were complicit in the project of state capture and the levels of corruption that we have seen. So as a society, we have to improve our tax morality. What I did caution is if we do not recover the capability of SARS, apart from the economic woes that we are experiencing, then eventually, on the one hand, underperformance in revenue, and on the other hand, a growing expenditure, ultimately will mean that we go cap in hand to fund this. And when we do that, we place our sovereignty at risk.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there. Edward, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening with that perspective. Of course, the SARS Commissioner, Edward Kiswetter.